Caden Johnson with a state reporter as we check in with the state officer team here at the state FFA convention. Caden, let's begin by way of introduction. Tell me a bit more about yourself.
All right. Hello, my name is Caden Johnson. I'm serving as a state reporter this year for Minnesota FFA. I kind of got an interesting start in the world of agriculture. I grew up surrounded by it in the small town of Fertile, Minnesota, but I had no experience within it. The only reason that I actually got into FFA and agriculture was because my school required us to take an agriculture class, so I was not excited for it at first, but once I was actually in the classroom and learning more about it, and I saw the blue jacket, I wanted one of those, so I knew that FFA kind of had a place for me and that agriculture was a lot more than I had previously thought about it.
How common is it for a school to have ag as a school requirement?
Not very common, but I was really blessed that at my school that's one of the requirements, but that's not the standard by any means across schools.
So what have you gained out of this experience from a green hand to today?
I have gained so many incredible leadership skills. I was just a little shy freshman when I was in those classes. I was a theater kid, but I didn't really have any of those interpersonal connections or leadership skills. But as I started to get into FFA, I started to get those public speaking skills, how to have conversations with people, how to build relationships and connections. And I think that those have really carried me far to where I am today. But I would have never received them if I hadn't joined FFA.
On the outside, we think cows and plows, but it's those kind of skills that you gain that are going to last you for a lifetime.
Absolutely.
What's the future hold for you?
I'm studying at the University of Minnesota Twin Cities. I'm studying psychology right now, so I'm hoping to either become a psychiatric nurse practitioner or a psychiatrist. I'm really passionate about the mental health industry. I know it's something super important, especially in our rural areas and agricultural communities. So I'd like to take some time to give back to them for a few years and then maybe find my way back to the big city.
I find that so intriguing. Tell me, especially when you look at the students here at convention, we don't think of that mental health aspect. Tell me what really you think is on the mind and what's going on with the young people in that aspect.
I think young people are really starting to see a shift in mental health. A lot of them are growing up in a generation where mental health is talked about, so I'm really excited for that. We actually partnered with the FFA Foundation and then the Minnesota Department of Agriculture for a program called the Bend Don't Break Initiative, and that allowed us to give funds straight to chapters who applied for it, and they can use those funds to create mental health initiatives in their own communities. We've had a few people host things like Safe Talks, which provides suicide prevention and mental health skills. And then we've also seen other communities do really amazing things with that support. So I'm really excited for that program. But I think youth in FFA and especially just all over the world are starting to see the importance of mental health.
Well, you talk about making a difference, and that's it right there.
Absolutely.
Well, we wish you again much success at this convention.
Thank you.